Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, it's Monday, September 30th, and today I want to still talk about South Africa's 2023-24 summer crop production season. I would have thought by this time around, our focus would have shifted completely to the 2024-25 upcoming summer crop production season. That is a season that starts on the 15th of October in the eastern regions of South Africa, where farmers will be tilling their land, planting soybeans, yellow maize, and the other crops. And in the western regions of the country, they will start to till the land somewhere from mid-November going all the way to the end of the year. And in fact, if you drive across South Africa already, you'll see that there are brown patches in the eastern regions where some farmers have already started preparing the land so that when we receive the first rainfall, they can put the seed on the ground and we can see some bit of progress. In parts of KwaZulu-Natal, where in the weekend of the 23rd of this month, there was a heavy snowfall. When that all is over and it melts, in fact, that contributes to improvement in soil moisture, further preparing and readying those areas for the upcoming season. So we are already seeing the 2024-25 production season. And as I said in some of our previous segments, that the upcoming season look more promising. We are seeing prospects of a La Nina occurrence, which in South Africa and indeed the entire Southern Africa, that means above normal rainfall, which would lead to a somewhat decent agricultural production, decent summer grain and all seeds production, but all agricultural subsectors will benefit, either you are on fruits or you are in livestock, when there are good rainfall. So we're looking into the upcoming summer season with a sense of optimism that it will be a recovery period for the country. But let's come to the current season that we are actually closing on its tail end, which is the 2023-24 summer crop season. On why am I revisiting this discussion? I'm revisiting this discussion because this past week, on the 26th of September, South Africa's Crop Estimate Committee, which is this committee of researchers, independent and some government researchers that are responsible for surveying and forecasting the crop production in a country, and they release these monthly reports. They release about 10 of these each month from the start of the season, and these reports are updated on a monthly basis, telling us about how the crop is progressing and what the yield forecasts are looking like for the country. Typically, after the sixth report, you don't see much adjustments or changes in the figures that the committee would have put out, because by that time, farmers would have nearing their completion of the harvest in most regions, and we track what we call producer deliveries, which is the volumes of grains and oil seeds that the farmers deliver to commercial silos, and some they keep on farm storage. But as they deliver those grains, we look at those figures, we look at the yields that they are getting, and try to reconcile that with the forecast that the committee would have come up with. And even on its forecast, the committee has always been super accurate, because they deploy a range of methods, some satellite imagery, some in terms of surveys and the likes, to really come up with the estimate that is firm. And I would say over the past couple of years, I would go on and say over the past decade, their committee's work has proven to be quite accurate, and it's deeply trusted and influential in the sector. Now, for the 2023-24 production season, they released their eighth summer grain and oilseeds production season on the 26th of September. And in this estimate, while as late as this, they slashed the production estimate by 2%. We now have the total of all South Africa's grains and oilseeds at about 15.45 million tons. That's how much is expected. And of course, that comprises all of the grains. It's yellow maize, white maize, sunflower seeds, soybeans, sorghum, groundnuts, dry beans. That's the total of all of these grains at 15.45 million tons. When you take that and you compare it with the previous season, which is the 2022-23 season, this is down 23%. All of this continuous revision downwards, it speaks to the midsummer drought that South Africa struggled with between February and March this year. It was very difficult to get a sense of where the crop is because that drought, if anyone drove across South Africa at the time, you would have witnessed the fact that you would drive a fairly long stretch and you will see the crop looking relatively decent. And then you drive down on another stretch and then you will see that the crop has been decimated by the heat wave. So it was all of these patches of good and the widespread swaps of bad to an extent that I think as the farmers are completing their harvest, we are beginning to come to terms with the fact that we actually have more damage in the fields than in some other areas perhaps maybe we may have anticipated. Because now to have all of our crop continuously being revised down month by month, and to an extent that we are 23% down from the previous season, that speaks volumes. And in this recent downward revision, much of the crop cut was on maize, sunflower seed, and sorghum, while the others were kept roughly unchanged. Now, maize is important because it's a staple grain in South Africa and indeed the entire region. If you zoom into maize and ask a question of how much maize do we have now for the 2023-24 season, we have an estimate today of about 12.8 million tons. Now, this is the lowest estimate in 6 years, and I think it signifies the big impact of this recent midsummer drought from the beginning of February 2024 to the end of March. That's where much of that damage had happened. And to be clear, farmers have actually had actually planted more area this time around compared to the previous season. So the fact that overall of our summer grain is down 23%, it speaks to the fact that there were a lot of major losses that farmers incurred. But back to the maize number, the maize figure is also now 2% down from the figure that the Crop Estimate Committee had released in August. Importantly, the current crop of 12.8 million tons is 22% down from the previous season. If you look at the maize and you disaggregate it, we have about now 6.08 million tons. That's about white maize, and yellow maize is about 6.72 million tons. That's what we have now, which then gives us this 12.8 million tons as a country. But if you worry then for the domestic consumer and say, what does this mean then for our food supplies? I would still say, let's hold the somewhat, not panic, hold a somewhat optimistic view there, because we know that South Africa's annual maize needs is about 12 million tons. And the other reality is that because of the excellent season that we are emerging from, we had reasonably decent carryover stocks. Now, if you consider the carryover stocks of over 2 million tons with this, it gives us a decent crop, which means that we can actually even be able to remain a net exporter. Now, the South African Grains and Oilseed Supply and Demand Estimate Committee, which is another committee that, like similar to the Crop Estimate Committee, it forms of researchers from organized agriculture, academics, governments, and they all sit down and they help us to forecast broadly about where the country is sitting. And they do this, the Grain SA does their own version, but at the end, they all come back to reconcile somewhat. What they had said last month was that South Africa would still export about 1.85 million tons of maize. And already, if you look at the figures, as of 1st of May this year, all the way into September 13th, we had exported about 843,000 tons of maize. So nearly a million tons that we have already exported as South Africa, which means then from now going on into April 2025, they think that we could still see roughly 700,000 tons or so of maize going up, which brings us closer or even more than that, which then will take us directly to about 1.85 million tons. The question then that remains is, with the domestic crop having to be revised down somewhat, will we still be able to meet the exports of 1.85 million tons? And my sense is that we will see those exports figures being revised down we may not actually be able to meet those exports figures. And the export figures, by the way, of a 1.85 million tons for maize is not that big, because the season before that, in seasons of abundance, we exported about 3.4 million tons of maize. So what we have now is revised down. It really signifies and shows again the impact of the drought. But my sense is that that number will be coming down to something around about 1.7, 1.6 million tons, not a 1.85 million tons that we have. But I wait for the committee to release their figures next week. But I think this is where we're going. And at the same time, South Africa will still be importing yellow maize, by the way. Already, if you look at this year, we have an import of yellow maize of about 173,000 tons. Those imports of yellow maize are for the coastal region. The coastal region in the Western Cape particularly are the ones that are bringing all of that, bringing it from relatively cheaper price maize in Argentina and in Brazil. We may also see maize coming from there, from that region. So we do see that there is that possibility of imports, but that will primarily be yellow maize, because there isn't a lot of white maize that is there in the world market. So that's something that we have to be watching. But with all of those imports of yellow maize, I still think that South Africa will remain a net exporter of maize in this season. But the stocks will be fairly tight, because in the region, we will likely see stronger demand right now for maize in the end of the year and going into the first quarter of next year. What we're all praying for is that we begin to see better and better indications of the weather outlook for next year and the farmers planting, because that's the only thing that will change or influence the price for the new season crop once there is an optimism about that. Because otherwise, the lower stocks and the tighter stocks will push up particularly white maize prices in the coming months. Now, if you put maize aside and you look in all of the other crop, soybeans was actually lifted by 2%. We now have a soybean crop of about 1.8 million tons, still down 35% from last year, which again speaks to the issue of the drought. Sunflower seeds is down 2% from last month. We now have a sunflower seed crop of about 635,000 tons, but it's down 12% from the previous season. Again, this is reduced area and the poor yields on this. In all of the other crop, if you think about groundnuts, down 2% year on year. Sorghum is still up 2% year on year. Dry beans is up marginally 0.4% on a year on year basis. But I think the whole story of this week that I wanted to come to is that the impact of that midsummer drought is something that we're still living with, to an extent that it has made it difficult to forecast where the crop will be. Having all of these changes happening this late in the season is not something that is ordinary. We should now be looking forward to the new season, already having a sense of certainty about where the crop for the past season is. But I think as we stand today, there's still that high risk and high uncertainty, to an extent that even in the next month, we must watch what the Crop Estimate Committee will be saying. But of course, we will also be shifting our attention somewhat, looking into the new season crop, which begin next month. And my very hope, and well as what I get from the weather forecasters, is that there is still a possibility of a La Nina, that we could go to a better season. But what we have right now is really a season of a tighter maize stocks, and that means possible upside pressures on the white maize prices is something that we will get to see. Already, if you look at the white maize prices today, they are up roughly 38% year-on-year basis, trading around about 5,500 rand per ton in that range. In terms of yellow maize is up marginally 10% year-on-year, trading in a range of 4,200 per ton. That's where the yellow maize prices is. This price differential of about over 1,000 rand between white maize and yellow maize speaks again to the scarcity of white maize in the world market, where Southern Africa and Mexico are the only regions that are the major white maize producers, while much of what is traded in the world market is yellow maize, which is why yellow maize prices are at the levels that they are in, and we continue to see the imports of yellow maize from South America, cheaper price, but on a white maize, the supplies are fairly tight. So that's how things look at this point, and also why I thought it's important to revisit this topic in this week. And thank you so very much, folks, for listening. My name is Wandi Lesihlobo. I am an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can read more about some of the things that we write in my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast. Follow me on socials, Wandi Lesihlobo, and also follow our podcast on socials at Mkokeli Podcast. Thanks for listening.